Yeah, Duran Duran and Girls on Film to start us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, Friday 27th of March, just 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. How are you, sir? All right, okay, he's lost it. He's forgotten how to work his box. Are you any better?
Hello.
Ah, you're back. What are you doing? Now he's... Oh, at times like these, you really wish it was television. This is fantastic, seeing a man falling apart before your very eyes. I can hear you. Say hello again. He can't hear himself. It's very bizarre. Anyway, look, I'll leave his microphone up and he can... hang on a second. What's he doing now? What's he doing now?
It's not working.
Get out! You're not allowed to be in here.
It's not working.
It is working. We can hear you. You just couldn't hear yourself.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. Right. Okay. All right. There's something wrong. So something's happened in there. Oh, please tell me, everybody, you could hear the doors banging and them running around there. That was fantastic. Right, I better keep this short and we'll find out. We'll get somebody who knows what they're doing to go and have a look and see what's happening in PJ's box. But anyway, listen, good morning to you. Happy Friday. We'll get through all of the WhatsApps. We'll do the birthdays all very shortly. There's a man in need. There's a man in need here. I'll tell you something. This is... Oh, look. No, everything's all right. Tara's in. Oh, God. Blur and Park Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 11 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Let's try again. Happy Friday to you, Mr. G.
There you are. Jeepers.
What a pandemonium for a Friday.
What a pandemonium in a pandemic.
Unbelievable shenanigans carrying on.
Dear. Well, it's nice.
Your ears are back.
They're back.
Hey.
Well, they're semi-back and not everything's back.
All right.
But
still playing.
I've enough to hear you a little bit. Anyway.
That'll do. That'll get us through. Because we can get through the birthdays at least.
That's true, yeah.
And then we can try and sort it out.
My God, Jim, what a drama.
What a drama is
the worst
right.
The thing is that I know now that yous could hear me and God knows what I was saying.
There was a lot of door banging and stuff like that going on along the way.
It's very hot in here.
Anyway, listen, folks, 087-188-0008, happy Friday to you. Right? And I promise we will get to your WhatsApps and stuff like that. But we've got to do the birthdays now that we're back on track for a Friday. And we're going to start again another pop diva. We seem to have started every day this week.
With a big one.
With a pop diva. Mariah Carey, no less.
Oh, the diva of divas. Queen diva herself, in fairness, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean,
she is. She would give Elton John a run for his money.
Too right, yeah. Well, didn't she have, like, really mental things where, like, she'll only sign autographs on a particular table, so that table must be brought everywhere around. She's got, like, that level of mad, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's, like, paint the room stuff, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And all that, a certain colour.
I want a mural of my face on every wall in the house type of thing.
Yeah, but
I've got what she's around the same age as
actually,
I am.
Actually,
she was very young.
Let me give you a head start on this. She's not quite as young as you, and it is a significant birthday.
Oh, well, then she's 50 today.
She's 50, yeah, that's a good start. Right, one in the bag. Next up, Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino, yeah, oddball.
Yeah,
he is
a strange man.
He's a very strange man. But he makes great movies.
Yeah, to be fair to him.
Although I still just don't get why Pulp Fiction wasn't in chronological order. I just want to say that. I see no reason why that movie couldn't have been shot.
Why it had to go back and forth.
Why it was jumping. There's no reason. And no one can give me a reason. Like people will say, but it was brilliant though and the artistic. Why? Why?
Just yeah, I like things to start at the start.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
and work their way through to the finish.
The whole beginning, middle, and end is a very
there wasn't a lot wrong with it,
and there isn't a lot wrong with it. We didn't suddenly all start telling stories. It's like what L ones do, you know. I got to start in the middle, right, and then, right. Okay. So what was there, right, and then I'm gonna get to the end of it. And then when you look all confused, I'm going to tell you who was in it. Yeah. And then I'm going to tell you the start. Yeah. So that's what Pulp Fiction's like. I got to say, he's not a young man. He is. Is he in his 60s even? Yeah.
No, he's not, actually.
Oh, right. Okay, well, he's tail end. 58.
57.
A fart.
Not bad. Fergie celebrating her birthday today.
Oh!
Now, do you need me to clarify which Fergie it is?
Which is, it's not Alex Ferguson, obviously, if you said whore.
It's not Alex Ferguson.
And it's
Nor is it the one that used to be a royal and isn't anymore.
Oh.
It's not Sarah Ferguson.
Oh, right.
It's actually Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, jeepers. It's the only Fergie I don't know.
Are you serious?
Fergie!
I thought she'd nearly be more in your frame of reference.
She?
Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
If she walked into the room now, I'd say, can I help you?
Yeah, we've no ugly mugs. You'll have to come back another day.
I wouldn't have a Riddler's who she is. I know Black Eyed Peas, though, so...
Yeah. So think of the one that's the girl.
Yeah. So late 40s or something, I'd say. 47.
Not bad. 45.
Right, okay.
45. Right, this. What about this bit more... although you always claim you know nothing about Formula 1. You'll know this, lad,
God,
though.
Oh, my God. He does this to me every time.
You'll know this, lad.
I probably won't now.
David Coulthard.
Okay, I do. Now I do know.
Now, you see, you're making a liar out of yourself.
Described
here as cube-headed Scottish ex-Formula 1.
It's a very good description.
Cube-headed. There's a touch of the Desperate Dan's off that chin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he eats pies with horns and tails and all hanging off them. He does have a bit of a cube head. He went into the old commentary for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he does a bit, yeah. Might do a bit for Sky, maybe.
Yeah, he seems like a decent old sort of a driver.
As a cube-headed lad would be.
I suppose if you have a cubed head, you'd have to be sound. So old box head, cube head, Coulthard. 51, maybe?
Not too bad at all, actually, to be fair. 49.
Right. Oh, okay.
Just the other side of that fence. And then the last one for you, going to finish on a sports, bit of a Chelsea legend in his time. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Oh, Hasselbank.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Great. Used to cost a fortune if you were a Chelsea fan and you needed to get his name on your back.
That's right.
When they charged per letter.
Yeah, remember that? Do they not do that anymore? No, is that gone?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. There was him, there was Hasselbank, and there was some other mad name as well. Von something of somewhere else.
Well,
it was a mad name.
El Van Nistelrooy would have cost
he
you a few
was
quid.
A fortune as well, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Even Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah.
There was some of those names. That's why you want to just to go. If you're going in, you know, Andy Cole.
Cole on the back was good. Yeah. So Jimmy Floyd has about, yeah, Dutch footballer.
42, I'll say. He's 42.
48.
Oh, is he?
48.
Jeepers.
48, to be fair.
Time flies when you're watching Chelsea and not having fun.
Still, you got one in the bag. You got your pop diva in the bag.
That'll do, I suppose. That'll do.
Now you've got a bit of time to go and play with your buttons for a while.
Yeah, everything's broken. I mean, mouse and your computer's broken and all. Oh, this is a...
Somebody's been interfering.
This is a fartmare of a thing now.
Yeah, we're going to have to do full lockdown on you. Once we get it
that's
fixed.
That's where the problem started. When I was in under your care, everything was all right.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekday mornings. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers. Thank you, Tara. Happy Friday to you.
Woohoo! It so doesn't feel like a Friday.
Look,
really doesn't.
We're doing our best. This is our attempt at normality, getting excited about the weekend, which nowadays for most people is very similar to the week.
Yeah.
And the week before that.
Absolutely.
All y'all people just weren't practicing social distancing for long enough.
Now you see. PJ has literally had about 40 years of getting ready for this.
This is going to be a great weekend, everybody. Great weekend.
And I'm very emotional, boys. Very emotional.
Are you emotional?
I am.
Jim and Uncle PJ what's wrong with you?
You're leaving me.
Oh, that's right. We are, yeah.
You're leaving me.
It wasn't our decision.
It was taken out of our hands,
wasn't it, PJ?
It was, yeah. Can I
admit to feeling slightly excited when I heard the other day that the show was moving to 8 o'clock? I was thinking, oh, deadly, bit of a lie-in. This could be cool. And then Andy Bad News calls me in and says, oh, no, you still have to be here to do this. I'm going to be here.
On my own.
Self-isolation is very good for you.
Extreme self-isolation.
You're literally the only person in the whole building.
In the whole building.
I know. You'll come in and you'll find me talking to the chairs. That's how bad this is.
Because to be fair, Tara's quite a sociable individual in her own right. And first of all, we took Mike away.
Yeah,
from her.
Mike is gone.
He moved.
Enda's gone.
Yeah,
Enda's gone. Sean is gone.
There's just nobody
Robbie's
out
gone.
There. You're literally wandering.
I'm on me own.
You like that movie? Omega Man, or whatever the remake was, Will Smith. You know, when you're the last person on Earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is that called, Maeve, again? Yeah.
Well, that's what it feels like. Is they leaving me?
Yeah, but listen, the good news is PJ will, he'll be bringing in gifts every morning. You know the way he is.
Oh, yeah, he's such a generous soul.
No
yeah.
problem.
Sociable and generous to a T.
Absolutely, yeah.
You got it.
He'll bring in some of his, I don't know, some of his dog treats or something that he buys.
I'm convinced.
We're not saying that. You know how expensive they are.
No, I'm convinced there have to be Easter eggs stashed somewhere. And at least that's one positive of being in the building on my own. I can get the heads up and
that's
have a good
true.
Route.
Mm. That's true.
You can yeah, have a good route, all right. Yeah. I took a whole basket of them home about a week ago, so good luck with that.
I'll route me way to your house if I have to.
REM, Losing My Religion, Irene Carr and Fame just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock here at Classic Kids. And thanks for all the WhatsApps already this morning. We had a bit of a shaky start, hadn't we, PJ?
A little bit, yeah.
You know, the way somebody struggled with their environment.
Well, it wasn't my fault. This whole
You were actually genuinely struggling with self-isolation there. Right at the start of the show.
Which isn't very good, you know, when that starts happening to me anyway.
087-188-0008. Loads of people did give us a shout. We didn't get a chance to give them a mention yet. Dan 2.0, morning to you, sir. The Lily, I said to you earlier on, a lot of people not happy.
Why now?
A lot of people not happy. We're getting stick.
Oh, because we're changing the time.
Yeah, the Lily White wants to know whether or not though, all of those votes, you know, the way we said Magic Mike put it out there on social media.
Yeah.
For what people thought and what they wanted us to do and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, he wants to know whether Mike verified all of those votes.
Well, I think he did. And it wasn't just Mike that was in the count
was
centre.
Was it the one person, multiple
no,
counting
there was
a, or
there
voting?
Was, there was a very independent count centre, much like the general election.
Exactly. And Manchester Lisa, she's not exactly over the moon herself.
Oh,
she said
God.
She's gutted. Gutted.
We're very sorry, Manchester Lisa.
Because she does her daily drive from Newry to Dublin. She works as a physio in Dublin.
Well, fart. Well, look, it's not full time. It is
no,
temporary.
It is
it's
a
just
temporary
when we
measure.
Ride out this wave and then everything goes back to normal is the plan.
Sooner the better. Sooner the better. Biffo is looking forward, in inverted commas, to a big weekend of isolation.
Yeah, well, I tell you something, I have me plans again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go marching looking for that takeaway I never got last weekend.
Good for you.
The takeaways are so busy, it's absolutely, it's unreal. So I'm going to try and sort that one out.
Richie the Trucker, somebody else who's not exactly over the moon. Enjoy our lie-on on Monday, lads. But honestly.
It makes no odds.
We, you know, well, it, I mean, come on. It's better to be getting up at 6:30 than 4:30.
I don't think it is. Is it really? Because you just go to bed later. Like, does it not all add up the same, no?
I don't know.
Like,
anyway.
It's not like you're going to be flat out on the pints or anything. So, I don't think it makes any difference.
Excuse me, you speak for yourself.
Oh, there you go. He's found the sheep in.
Anyway, Richie the Trucker, good morning to you. Margaret and Fermoy. Can we wish Harry Brown? Oh, it's Harry Brown's
Harry
birthday.
Brown. Happy birthday, Harry Brown.
Happy birthday, Harry. 11 years old today.
Good
from
for you,
internet.
Harry Brown.
Good. Hope you're coping with it all, Harry. Fair play to you, hang in there.
Not long before you're at a Cork City game again, sir.
Yeah. Look, there's a voice of joy, Gareth in Limerick. It's payday for him today. He's genuinely happy that it's Friday.
Well, very good.
Good for you, sir. Good for you. God, they're flying in this morning. Are you sure there's nobody up this time of the morning, PJ? Because the WhatsApps are belting in.
Well, I didn't do the count. It wasn't me. So I apologise if it's wrong. But if you don't like it, keep complaining.
Yeah,
somebody will
just,
see it.
Just not to us, because we have no power over it.
Well, you may as well.
Andy, Andy, bad news.
Andy.Matthew. Oh no, I can't.
Chainsaw man, there's a man you don't want to be annoying. Any lad who handles chainsaws on a regular basis is not a lad you want to be upsetting.
I know.
And he's upset now.
Is he? He's upset.
As well. Yeah.
Ah, jeez. The thing is, now we'd ask this question after 8 o'clock, and everybody'd be delighted. So it's very hard.
That's true.
It's very, very hard to know what to do.
Finbar's been on. He says this is absolutely made for you. This is PJ, right? To get your response here.
Yeah.
Morning, PJ and Jim. I wonder, would it be possible for Phil Coulter to rewrite Ireland's Call for our fabulous frontline healthcare workers?
Raise
money. To help them. They've come from everywhere to help us. Real heroes, says Finbar, which they are.
I love the sentiment, I do. But please. Please, not that song. Any other song. If he wrote a new song, be all for it.
Yeah.
But please,
you see, everybody's doing some variation. I saw one on John Heavey, actually, who listens to us in the morning, sent me a thing on Twitter yesterday. about some lad who's redone. You know, Billy Joel redidn't Start the Fire?
Yeah.
He's done a reversion of that, redone it with lyrics for the virus.
That one comes around, yeah.
And we were talking the other day when we played Put Him Under Pressure.
Yes, I think that's the one.
That'd be amazing if somebody could adapt that. Or better still, get the original lads, get the original squad.
Imagine the original 1990 Republic of Ireland squad. That's a very good idea.
Coming together to sing a version of Put Him Under Pressure, except to be Put It Under Pressure or whatever.
Put It Under Pressure, yeah. I think that's an amazing idea. What's his name?
Larry Mullen was involved in that whole process as well, wasn't he?
I don't know. He never talks to anyone, so it's hard to know what he's involved in. That's true.
He never communicates that. But like they'd have the power. You two would have the power to bring that together, wouldn't they?
I think you're honestly. If that is an amazing idea, if you two and the Italy 90 football squad got back together and released Put It Under Pressure.
Be amazing.
I cannot think of a better charity idea.
Obviously, for, you know, health.
Yeah, to raise money for it, yeah, to get supplies for healthcare workers.
Wonder can we get that going on something.
I think that's an amazing
social media
idea.
Bono,
you know what to do, Bono. Yeah.
And now, you see, you'd have been able to nip up and ask him if you hadn't moved out.
I have to... The bills, Jim. The bills.
Well, while you were up there, you could have said, listen, Bono, two things very quickly. One, could you get the Republic of Ireland 1990 soccer squad back together? Do Put Them Under Pressure and do Put It Under Pressure. And by the way, have you a lend of a few, Bob? Because I'm stuck for me gas.
Yeah, and thirdly, I'm sorry I broke into your house and I will go when the guards get here.
Brilliant. I'm going to work a treat.
Yeah.
A treat.
Imagine calling up to Bono's gaffing ass and goes on. Jeepers.
Anyway, right, listen, what are we going to do for people today? By the way, look, just for those who are, I know people are angry, I get it, absolutely, especially when it's early in the morning and, you know what I mean, and routines are upset and all that and you're still on the road and everything. It was a decision that was taken out of our hands. It's happening anyway on Monday from 8 to midday. Is when the show will be live, but you will be able to get PJ and Jim between 6 and 8. You just need to use the Classic Hits Bits app, okay? So you can get it on the Radio Player app. If you've got the Irish Radio Player app on your phone, then Classic Hits Bits, you'll be able to listen to it there. Or on our website, if you're indoors, you can get it on that as well.
You can get it on the classichits.ie website. You can just click straight into it there.
Exactly.
You still have options.
So that is happening. But in the meantime, anyway, on this Friday, in about an hour's time, we are going to play the Hit Bits. We're going to play for...
590 quid.
Ah, 600 quid. Come on, PJ.
600 quid. You're dead right. Couple of fivers. There you go. 600 quid in the Hit Bit this morning.
Absolutely. So we'll play for that. We'll have another round of the Breakfast Table quiz a bit later on. Meath still top of the table. No.
Kilkenny
have taken over at the top of the table. So we'll need a county to try and take on Kilkenny. Today on the Breakfast Table quiz, we'll be doing that a bit later on.
What else have you got going on? Jim's vegetables are suffering during a pandemic. We're going to have a little check about that as well.
I'm starting to think that there was foul means afoot.
Foul means?
I'm just saying.
Oh, here he goes, pointing the finger, blaming. First it was my fault, and now I'm waiting to see God knows who he's going to blame.
I still believe it's your fault.
Oh, for God.
Even if it turns out to be the virus, it's your fault.
Your bleeding vegetables aren't even in the stew. They're in your house.
Soft Cell, Tainted Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Friday, 27th of March, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being here. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008. We've rounded up the Hit Bits to play before 8 o'clock. Should be 590. We've decided to go with a full 600.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
no need to thank us.
Generous Jim McCabe. That's what they call him.
Right now, many, many, many sporting things, of course, are gone. Most sporting things are gone. And the Olympics, is that officially gone yet?
The Olympics is gone.
It's officially gone.
Yeah. Yesterday around midday. And the news started to leak out that they were finally going to accept it. They were doing everything they could to hold on in there, but it just looks like it's over, right?
They finally accepted it. And it just came a little bit late for one lad, though, didn't it?
Paraguayan runner. Derelis Ayala is his name. Derelis Ayala. And the poor fella, right? He did everything he could. He's been trying to get to the Olympics for his whole life.
Right.
Putting himself out there.
His life's dream.
So... He qualified this year. He finished first in the South American athletes. He then entered the marathon in Argentina and Buenos Aires. He came fifth, and that was enough. His dream was to come true. He qualified for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. And he ran out to the closest tattoo shop and he says, give it to me. I want it there. The Olympic
I want to
rings.
Mark this memory, this momentous moment in my life.
Give me the Olympic rings and ride on a Tokyo 2020. And then,
God.
Later on that day...
It's not happening.
So the poor fella, yeah, no, he's just found it. Now he's mortified.
I mean, if he'd have just gone with the Olympic rings, everything would have been cool.
I know.
That would have been fine. But he had to put the Tokyo 2020 on it.
Do you remember the Sydney Olympics? That was a real thing. So they all went to loads of athletes that qualified, particularly the Australian athletes. They just got the rings. It became this qualifying symbol.
Which would be a very cool tattoo, to be fair. Especially for an Olympic athlete. It'd be amazing.
If you're an Olympian, you absolutely get to do it.
Yeah,
I like the way this fella was only getting into one Olympics as well. Like, you know, like he didn't edge his bets. He wanted the city.
Yeah,
he wanted the year, and now he says he looks.
He
like
probably thought that for the rest of his days he'd look. So where did he get it done? On his arm? On his leg? Where did he get it?
His right calf.
His right calf.
So it's sticking out of his shorts for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he probably thought forevermore he'd be able to look at that and remember the halcyon days, the highlight, the pinnacle.
What'd you see? This is the thing. He hasn't had the halcyon days. He hasn't hit the pinnacle. Get these things after they happen. Get them to remember something. Hindsight's
a wonderful thing.
Like, even if they did happen, there's nothing to say he wouldn't go over and break his flipping leg walking into the track. So yeah, make sure
he's walking around now with the Olympic rings and Tokyo 2020on his calf.
Now, in fairness to him, he went out on social media. He's like, will somebody please help me? Please. How do you... He goes, I know you can turn a 1 into a 0 handy enough. But turning a 0 into a 1 is a much harder sort of thing to do for an artist. So now they're saying what he might do is that he might write 2020 and get +1 tattooed after it. That's the plan at the moment. Unless he can come up with something better.
What are the Olympics themselves doing with all their merch? Because you know they've loads of merchandise with caps and t-shirts and all sorts of stuff that says Tokyo 2020 on it.
It's got to become collector's items in the future, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Like that'll all be written off now. They'll all be burnt and all. They'll be thrown out. They'll be no good to anyone. Or else they'll be sent into charity bags and stuff. You know, all that'll start.
Well, you're right. I suppose in a weird sort of a way, it would be a collector's item. The Olympics that never was.
The first time in the history of the Olympic Games, since fellas used to do it with leaves in their hair, playing, throwing frisbees in the nip. That this thing has actually stopped. It's the first time since then. Since Greek lads were running around with spears and everything. And playing, catch the bar was an event or whatever it was. So it's the first time it's ever been delayed.
Did it not stop for the war or anything?
No. That was the famous Olympics with Hitler's Olympics.
What's his name?
Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
Hitler's Olympics, that was a bad way for me to put it. But that's what he tried to make.
Let's not try and remember it as that.
He tried to make it that. It's only pity he didn't get a tattoo, innit?
Yeah. Oh, that poor bloke. Tokyo 2020 on his calf.
Good on you, Derulus Ayala. He's only 30 years old. Oh, that's it, 30. Oh, sure, he won't see another Olympics. What am I talking about? Get a load of rings all over your body, man. You deserve it.
Yeah, Sixpence None the Richer. Kiss Me. Here are classic hits. Waking Up Happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Friday, 27th of March, almost 7:15. A couple of people saying that war did get in the way of some of the Olympic Games. I just looked it up there on Wikipedia. I know you can never trust Wikipedia. But apparently, one of the ones as a result of World War I and one of them as a result of World War II.
Excuse me.
According to Wikipedia.
Really? There's me listening to
no,
the news yesterday.
I mean, I do remember because there's the famous images, aren't there, of Jesse Owens and all that sort of stuff.
So
I don't know how that works. But anyway. And also, here's stuff now you should know, right? You are our tattoo go-to guy.
Well, that's only because I have them. I wouldn't call myself an expert by any stretch.
Tell me if this is true, right? Somebody is saying if he throws a load of germaline on his tattoos, it'll pull it right out.
That's utter nonsense. Utter nonsense.
There you go.
Utter nonsense. He'll end up with a bad tattoo is all that he'll end up with. It just looked like a very badly done tattoo.
Somebody's saying he should just get a score through 2020 and get 2021 under it.
Yeah, that's it.
Everyone in the world would know anyway, says Jason Newbridge.
That's true, yeah. And in fairness, like, most people... I was going to say most people aren't going to remember the year. I don't think anyone's going to forget this year, funny enough.
Yeah, this is going to make a hell of a reeling in the year.
Maybe if you rub a load of germaline on 2020.
It'll pull it right out
of the calendar.
And who else is this? This is John in Baldoyle is saying that Actually, is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's saying they're going to keep the 2020 logos because too much money would be lost.
I think money being lost is kind of par for the course now at this stage.
Yeah.
You could hardly have the 2020 when it's literally not going to happen in 2020, is it?
Well, no, obviously not at this stage.
Have to, yeah, it's gone. It's gone. I can't imagine they'll keep the load. They'll have to redesign the year bit at least.
Well, maybe they could do it like, you know, the way the Premiership spans two calendar years. Like it starts in the winter, the autumn of 1 year, and spans into the next.
Yeah, so they say it's like the 2021.
Yeah, exactly. So the season is the, you know, the 1920 season or the 1920. That makes it sound like it was, but you know what I mean. 2021 season, or
yeah. I know the way it works. Yeah, so they might have to do something like that, but it still means some sort.
Yeah,
of
could he not just get slash 21 after it?
It's gonna give. This is the poor fella. Do you see the predicament? The whole world.
It's a challenge.
Like, it's very hard to get into the news.
Yeah.
At the moment, because there's only one real issue going on. And now he's managed to get himself right underneath it. Poor fella. He must be mortified.
Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Here are classic hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Got the hit bit on the way. We have rounded it up because we are generous souls.
Yes, we are.
Doing our bit in the emergency, PJ. We're literally giving a fiver apiece.
Oh.
On the off chance that somebody wins one of the hardest competitions on radio.
Has anybody anywhere given so much to so few? I wonder, Jim.
Hit bit on the way. Magic Mike, of course. Lord Lucan, as we've rechristened him, he's in his glass house in Lucan. He's standing by. So if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play on the hit bit this morning. In the meantime,
Jim McCabe. There has been a very serious crime.
The name's McCabe. James McCabe.
Oh, James McCabe, I beg your pardon.
If you're going to do this, put a bit of effort in, will you?
I know, I beg your pardon. You'd never call James Bond Jim Bond, would you?
No, all Jim Bond.
All right, Jim Bond.
Yeah, that makes it sound like one of your jam bonds.
It does, doesn't it?
How you doing? My name's Bond. Jam Bond.
All right. I had one of them with a can of Coke. So 5 deactivated James Bond guns have been stolen from a collector's home. A Beretta. I love that. Jeez, that actually gave me a fright. I've heard that music since before I was born. Isn't it the great thing? Like we were saying to James Bond music, the way it's softly, 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 softly. Drama! Drama!
I love it. It's one of my absolute favourites. But for some reason, every time we do a Bond story, you always seem to arrive at the dramatic line.
The dramatic bit, yeah. It's like I'm building up and I miss it.
Yeah.
Listen to the names of the guns that were stolen. A Beretta Cheetah, a Beretta Tomcat. They're the ones from Die Another Day. And the iconic Walter PPK handgun.
Oh, yeah.
That's, of course, Roger Moore's last gun. The last gun Roger Moore used in a...
Yeah, that's what shamed it. Shamed it, unfortunately.
You take that back, or I'll go over there and there'll be drama! Drama!
Yeah, it was an iconic gun, and then Roger Moore didn't know how to use it.
Ah, you're a terrible man. Do you know that? You're a terrible man. But this whole thing, it actually reads like a James Bond movie, because neighbours who saw the burglars go into this home in Enfield in Aldersbrook Avenue said...
So this guy obviously paid a lot of money for these.
He reckons they're worth about £100,000 sterling.
The whole collection?
The whole collection, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a lot of... Actually less than I would have imagined.
Yeah, I would have thought more. I'd have gone £100,000 a piece.
Yeah, same here. I actually would have thought it'd be something around that. But neighbours described the intruders as three white males with Eastern European accents. Man, wow. This is like a Bond movie.
I expect you to lose your guns, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, exactly! Exactly! We will take the Walter Beretta.
I'm not taking the Walter. It was used by Roger Moore. He was a terrible Bond. Leave it there. Take the other guns.
He's just trying. He's literally just trying to hurt my feelings now. He's rubbing salt into me potatoes here. He really is. They reckon the owner is shaken, not stirred.
Oh my God!
That's so bad.
That is so
bad.
Oh, that is so bad. He's shaken, not stirred. Oh my God!
Okay, I stuck the stirred in myself. I just thought, you know what I mean? Why take a good joke when you can make it bad again?
Classic hits.
A
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit. It is worth 590 quid today, but generous Jim McCabe has made a big decision here. He's throwing a tenner in the pot.
I've taken a tenner of PJ's money. I've said that needs to go in there.
Too right, he has. So don't worry, I'm going to make it up by eating his biscuits. So there you go. We have 600 quid. 600 quid is in the pot, and this is what it sounds like. So Mark Casey is going to play for us this morning. How are you getting on, Mark?
How are you doing? You well?
Not too bad, Mark. What part of the country are you in today?
Dublin.
Oh, you're in Dublin. What's it like where you are?
Very quiet.
Very well.
Are you
quiet,
at home, Mark, or are you out? You're at home at the moment. All right, very good. Are you working from home, or are you off, shut down, or what are you doing?
Off.
Off, right, okay, good stuff.
Well, at least you know you're with most of the country.
Well, exactly, you're not alone, Mark, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's it. It's very quiet out there, so it is.
Very, very quiet, yeah. Did you see any of the people doing the LA, the clock up round of applause last night?
No, but it was all over social media.
Yeah,
so
it was. Yeah. I thought it was a great thing.
Fair play to anybody who got it and did it.
I thought it was a great thing. Great, a bit of a sort of social solidarity for us all.
Yeah, not like you to be into anything that has social in it at all, PJ.
You see, the distance, Jim, the distance. Right, so Mark, have a guess. We try and give you a few quid.
Is it Huey Lewis in the News? Do You Believe in Love?
Do You Believe in
great
Love?
Great song.
Now, Lord Lucan himself.
Live to Lord Lucan.
Mark... Huey Lewis, unfortunately.
I don't know why I find that funny.
Know,
that's terrible.
It's so ridiculous.
But it's funny.
Anyway, considering my James Bond point, I think Mike is definitely winning on that
Mike's
one.
Mike's entitled to that one.
Right, sorry about that, Mark.
Cheers, Mark. Have a good day. Happy Friday to you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers,
you,
buddy.
Boss.
Bye-bye
bye
now.
Right, Jacinta Ryan is on the other phone. How are you, Jacinta?
How are you, TJ?
I'm not too bad at all. How are you, Jacinta? What's the crack?
I'm grand.
What part of the country are you in today?
I'm in Dublin today.
Right, so...
Everyone's in Dublin
everyone's
today,
PJ. I'm in hiding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're in
hiding. So what is your story at the moment, Jacinta? Are you off work? Are you working from home? Are you just at home? What's happening?
I'm off work at the moment.
Right, okay, you're off work at the moment. So are you actually physically in your own house?
I am, yeah.
Right, okay.
Right, so let's give you some...
Just doing a bit of an interrogation here, PJ.
I know.
Just making sure, you know, I have all the facts.
Yeah, I know, always. You're getting to the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. No, Jacinta, can you account for your movements there yesterday between... No, I'm only messing.
Sergeant James Bond again.
Right. Let's give Jacinta the cash.
Yeah, have a go, Jacinta. Have a go.
Right. Is it Leanne Ryan? Can't beat the moonlight.
Can't beat the moonlight, right. We don't know.
You heard the trumpet here, because...
Lads, for a start, I think it's Can't Fight the Moonlight, but anyway, we won't argue. Isn't that, am I right?
Can't Fight the Moonlight, that'll do.
No, we were just nice enough not to mention it. Exactly.
A gentleman. A gentleman wouldn't have mentioned that, Michael.
Right, okay. Anyway, Leanne, your name's not Leanne. Jacinta. Jacinta, that's enough. Jacinta, settle down there and try to deliver a pun. Jacinta. That's a no, you gotta go. Oh, that rhymes.
Oh my god.
Mike, I tell you, that was a lot of work for a very bad pun, Michael.
Such a pity you didn't keep talking, Jacinta.
Thanks very much.
Jacinta, have a good day. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. Happy Friday.
Okay, you too.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God, Mike had to put a lot of work into that one, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Mike, while we have you, right, what time will be, what's the new time for the Hit Bit from Monday?
Okay, so the new time for the Hit Bit is going to be... Hang on till I get my new running order up here, lads. So the Hit Bit is going to be at 10.50.
10.50,
right.
Right, so that'll be the new time for the Hit Bit if you want to play for us. 10.50, so 10 to 11 with us, and around about 10 to 2, I think, with Boylan, isn't it?
It must be, yeah, about 10 to 2, yeah. 10.50. If I ask someone the time and he says it's 10.50, I think that we're going stone mad.
Lord Lucan, he's nothing if not precise.
Yeah, I tell you that.
10:50 a.m. we will be playing. You know, that's what it's all about. Yeah, good Friday tune. That Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. 8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Feel good Friday, 27th of March. Hopefully you're in good form. I know it's It's different nowadays, Fridays, to be fair. Looking forward to the weekend. The weekends are very similar to the weekdays. So it is kind of different, except that. 087-188-0008, though, if you want to give us a shout this morning. On the way, of course, before nine, we're going to play our All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz. We've had Dublin, Meath, Galway and Kilkenny compete so far. Kilkenny top of the table with 10.
Kilkenny top of the table. Delighted with themselves out there, yes. Yeah?
So it'll take a good score to top of that.
What did we hit? 10 yesterday.
10 yesterday,
So we need 11 or more, really.
Yeah, from any county other than those that have played this week. So other than Dublin, Galway, Meath and Kilkenny, if you want to represent your county in the All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz, you can let us know at any stage, 087-188-0008. Now, I know you want to talk about food and cooking and stuff,
food,
right?
Food, yeah.
And the other way, I always try and support you with an appropriate piece of music to
I
back
do,
you up.
I do, yeah, of course, yeah.
I've got a belter for you this morning.
Ah, brilliant.
Right? Especially for you. Listen to this.
It's cooking.
Do you recognise it?
Not yet.
It's The Rock's theme tune.
Oh, it is.
Is cooking is what it's called.
The Rock is cooking.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Can you smell? Is that what it is? I always thought he says, can you tell what The Rock is cooking?
Well, it's probably that, to be fair.
I haven't
a
clue.
You're the aficionado. I thought that'd be right up your street, a bit of WWE.
You forget I'm nearly as old as you, man. Like Hulk Hogan and all was my day. You know what I mean?
Well, he didn't have a song called Is Cooking.
No, they didn't. No,
and he turned down the chance to have the lean, fat, grilling, mean, green thing
he
machine.
Did, yeah, George Foreman. He thought no one's going to want a ridiculous grill in their house.
So we couldn't include him.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Know, I go back a bit too far for, like, The Rock for me is an actor, like, do you know that way?
God, you're so old.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. But there's this thing, right, that's been going on. Let's be honest. We're all locked into our house, right?
Right.
We're all trying to spend as much time as we can to be responsible and stay indoors and all that sort of stuff, which means we're cooking more for ourselves than we ever would. Maybe an extra meal every single day. Some people, like, would eat something outside of the house every single day. And I've got to be honest, I'm one of these people who's struggling.
Right.
I have four, maybe five things that I cook. And they've, my God, it's getting repetitive already at this stage. Are you one of
them? But I thought you did that because you're a health freak, because you're into being a Greek Adonis and all that sort of stuff.
No, I just don't even know how to cook unhealthy food.
So in other words, you would go for a bit of unhealthy if you were able to make it.
Jim almighty, can you smell what the tick is cooking? I'd be in there like a maniac. I'd be cooking all sorts of very different
things. So what do? You do the one-pot wonders, do you? The spaghetti bolognese and things, do you?
No, I don't. I don't know how to do the maths to get a spaghetti together.
Spaghetti's pasta, man. It's just... You put it into boiling water.
And then what about all the soupy bits that goes into it with the meat?
Yeah, but you look at your cheese. You get them out of jars and
everything. Yeah, I do. Yeah, grand. Grand, yeah. And everything's all different. Blah, blah, blah. No way. If I have to do everything separate.
So what are your four or five then? Your chicken. You're good at your chicken.
Yeah, so
you can grill a chicken breast.
Grill it.
Or what do you do with it?
I just stick it in the oven.
Right, better again. Oh, yeah, stick it in the oven. There, you're laughing. Yeah.
Well, that's
sure, if you can use an oven, you can create all sorts.
Well, yeah, grand, yeah. So I have chicken with rice. I have chicken with veg. I have chicken with sweet potato fries.
Right, I see where this might be going.
Yeah, do you? Do you see where it goes?
Tell you what I did. I got very exotic last night.
Meatballs with rice.
Do you want to hear a potential?
Yes, please.
Had fajitas last night, right?
Oh, very good, yeah.
And I tell you something. Didn't go for chicken.
What did you put in them?
Beef.
Beef fajitas.
Exactly the same, just with beef instead of chicken.
Do you see?
Now that's pushing the boat out, buddy.
I'm telling you, I haven't even had a bit of fish since this started. So this is it. We need to mix things up.
Right.
So Mike, in fairness to him, has found this website called Supercook, right?
Okay.
And Supercook has this thing on the side that you put in all the details of the stuff you have lying around the house.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
Then it comes up with a recipe or suggestions of recipes for you.
Right.
Which is the idea of it. Apparently it works better on your phone than it does on your...
It also works better if you have more than just chicken and rice in your actual house.
Here the problems begin, Jim. Here the problems begin. So obviously I've put chicken and rice into this and it's told me to make...
Chicken and rice.
Yeah. Now, right.
If you boil the rice or microwave the rice and if you grill or bake the chicken, then you could have chicken and rice.
This is the thing. And it just shows me different pictures of where to put them on the plate.
So, it's a design site for
it's
you.
It's a design.
You can put the chicken in the middle and the rice around the edge.
Yeah. Or you can have a bed of rice. Or you can put a lump of rice next to your chicken. This is where I'm at.
So we need more ingredients for you.
Yeah, I was there. There has to be something else, right? And I thought, I have it. I have butter and I have eggs.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking. This sounds like it could be a sauce on the way.
So I put butter and eggs into it with chicken and rice. And I've now got 400 recipes.
Right.
400. And I can't find any of them that involves a bit of chicken. It seems to be 400 different recipes for flipping eggs.
One for eggs. One for butter.
It's like 398 for eggs and butter. And literally, I can't find the by the rice one anymore. So
tell you what it'll be. That rice. So you put in, what did you put in? Eggs, butter, rice and chicken, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll tell you to, it'll end up telling you to boil or microwave your rice, grill or bake your chicken, then make a boiled egg, get some toast and butter it. And you've got two meals.
Man, I'm actually so narrow in my thinking. I've confused the internet. I've managed to confuse the internet.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have? Like, would you have nice stuff in the house now that you wouldn't have thought of making or anything like that? Would you?
To be honest with you, we're eating okay and it's right. Good. But, you know, like, it is primarily your meat and two veg kind of stuff. You
is
know
it,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe pies. Yvonne's great at making, you know, kind of... Like, she'll knock up a chicken and broccoli thing, or she'll knock up a, you know, or... Yeah, like all that. So, yeah, no, we're kind of good on that, you know.
But I literally just refreshed the page, and now it's come back with 399 recipes. So whatever happens between...
It's after
losing one.
Oh, lost one.
Lost one, yeah.
Oh, my. Listen, if anybody has, right, just out of curiosity, if anybody has created something... sort of different in their house.
Oh, yeah, like, honestly.
Food-wise?
Yeah, because I look at, like, all these Instagram people, right? And they have, you know, they go on their page and they go, okay, all I have in today in the house is I've got a half a stick of broccoli, an asparagus I found in the bin.
Yeah, a bit of a Snickers bar,
yeah, and some milk that I bought about a week ago. And then they show you a picture of this dinner and it looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Why can't I be like, is anyone out there like that can help us?
That can knock up something out of literally just whatever's lying around.
I'm telling you, quarantine cuisine. That's
love
what I'm
it.
Looking for. I want quarantine cuisine. That's going to be my new thing. I think we should do this every week.
Absolutely. I'm into it. I think you should create that and bring it in for me to taste.
Right, you know what you're going to get now is like a roast chicken with a banana shoved up the middle of it.
It'll be like Eric Lawler's thing on his social media.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast with Eric in a pandemic.
It's brilliant, yeah. Did you see what he had yesterday? He had, I think he had two adult fizzies.
Right.
And six picnic bars or something like that.
Brilliant. Food of champions.
And a watermelon.
Because there was the day he had the pot noodle, a bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
And... I can't remember what the third thing was.
Yeah, but
check it out, actually.
So
Eric Lawler's Twitter and Instagram.
He's somebody that, like us, needs a little bit of help with quarantine cuisine.
So that's what we're looking for, right? If you've knocked up some sort of, a new dish, if you've discovered a new dish by sort of necessity, rather than, you know, like if you didn't have a chance to get to the shops and you knocked up something interesting that PJ could recreate, will you let us know?
Oh, well, you see now. It'll be all, don't knock it till you've tried it, lads. Custard and chips. Gorgeous.
Yeah, well, you may laugh, Mel C. It's no laughing matter here for PJ. He's got a culinary struggle on his hands.
I don't think I'm alone here. I'm going to stick my neck out and say a majority of people in the country right now are sort of going... do I really have to eat my own cooking again?
Yeah. Remember Leo said the other day in one of his addresses to the nation or whatever that, what was the percentage of calories that come, 20% of our calories come from takeaways, apparently.
Did he know? Really?
Yeah, apparently somebody was asked him about takeaways being open and whatever, or restaurants doing takeaway.
And
apparently that's a stat.
20%.
I think he said 20. I can't remember
exactly.
I'd believe it. Here, some of the suggestions for you, right? Thanks very much, by the way. 087-188-0008. All of the stuff that's come in on WhatsApp this morning. Somebody has said, if you can read, you can cook, PJ.
Oh, yeah. Now, here goes someone that goes, yeah. So, all you need is a wheelbarrow of cumin, half an acre of sausage roll, You know, all the, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
So
I
basically a good cookbook there recommended. Somebody else has said to. Now, here's a good one. I'm a chef off work. I'll cook for you.
Oh, please do.
You, the only small snag is you have to go to Sligo.
It's a little bit far, you know, yeah. A little bit. Although I'd appreciate the offer. I genuinely do. But
Michelle has been on as well. Basically, once you have eggs, you're laughing. Because she says an omelette, whatever toppings you like, and then basically you've got an eggy pizza.
That's very true. That is
so literally you could put, you could make your omelette and put your chicken and rice. And what was the other thing you had? Your butter.
Here's the problem though. Here's what happens when I try and make an omelette, right? So crack the eggs in. Yeah. Yeah, you crack the egg. Oh, great. I'm having scrambled eggs.
Brilliant, yeah.
That's every single time I try and make an omelette. I end up with scrambled eggs.
The bit he left out was he has scrambled eggs with shell.
Yeah,
right.
Straight off the floor.
Dan and Cork is, well, in a row, basically said I should be bringing you care packages. What he actually said was, PJ, here's a tip for you. Why don't you just ring Jim's missus?
Yeah, yeah. I can try and get some of those pies.
Yeah, I'll bring you care packages every morning.
If only we were allowed to travel.
Delivering to the elderly. I can do me bit.
Yes, you could do, Jim.
Anyway, look, here's another
one. Vulnerable, anyway.
PJ, I swear by Dervil O'Rourke, the ex-runner, her cookbooks.
Oh, yeah, and...
Somebody said they made turkey. Now, you'd like that. Turkey meatballs.
I would love that. I'd love that.
There, somebody said that was in one of hers. There you go.
I presume that's the same thing again. You roll them up and stick them in the oven, everything, like, for a half an hour. That's basically how I cook. Everything I get...
Same temperature, same time.
You come back in a half an hour. Voila, the magic machine has made you a dinner.
Yeah, so basically you need a cookery book called 160 for 30 Minutes. If anybody knows, it's a cookbook called 160 for 30 Minutes.
Come on now, that's a brilliant
idea. That's a brilliant idea, man. I think it's your book for the writing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your book for the writing.
Although I normally go,
you've been approached in the past, haven't you, to write a cookbook?
Yeah, someone, who was that? I was asked to do recipes for one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I was there going, you've no idea. Just write it down. 180, actually, for half.
Oh, sorry, 180, isn't it?
Yeah, just in case, you know. Germs and all. Oh, an extra 20% or 10%
somebody,
or whatever.
Somebody has literally sent you a handwritten recipe.
You're joking. Give me a look at that.
I'm serious. Let me tell you who it's come in from. It's come in from Cara Foley. And she said, I don't know what it's for. Hang on a second. Let me just enlarge it. It's for bacon and mushroom risotto.
Oh, jeepers.
What are you doing? Will you stop making noises?
I didn't even know that was me. I thought that was you.
No. Jamie Oliver's being recommended to you. Somebody saying you should be doing a special fried rice with your chicken and egg and all
special
that.
Special fried rice. Yeah, well,
you know, you can do your rice fried. And then stick it into the pan with, and you know, you sort of almost like scramble the egg, if you know what I mean. And you get like an egg fried rice thing.
That's a very good idea. Yeah. How would you do that now? How long do you put that in the oven for? Jim, how long did you do in the oven for that to happen?
I'll write it down.
Thanks a million,
I'll write it down. Caroline maintains...
Okay, I'll just chance it at 180 for a half an hour. Like.
Caroline maintains... she's got to be taken... PJ, try pasta and custard. It's actually gorgeous.
Caroline, come on now. It's quarantine. It's a couple of months quarantine. It's not the end of the world.
Guaranteed Irish, Boyzone and Picture of You here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock Friday morning. Happy Friday to you folks. Good to have you with us. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for dropping by. 087-188-0008. Remember, breakfast table quiz. The chance to represent your county and win a very special ugly mug that we have for you. We're going to rename it in your honour and everything. We
need an official name.
That's what we could do. We could actually name the trophy after the first winner.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
So at the moment, it would be the Eamon Butler Trophy or the Eamon Butler Mug.
The Eamon Butler Ugly Mug Trophy Challenge or something
amazing.
Like that. It definitely has a nice ring to it.
So you're going to beat a score of 10 representing any county other than Dublin, Meath, Galway or Kilkenny. 087-188-0008. Now, speaking of winning, I'm about to admit defeat.
I'm
about to throw in the towel.
Oh, do we have some music of defeat or anything that we can just play and look?
I should have found the Death March or something.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something suitably somber because, as you know, of course, BJ and myself have been involved in this big grow challenge. And look, I mean, there's no point in even. I don't know how many weeks are left, but it's a foregone conclusion because I've killed me plants.
You killed your peas and you killed your
herbs. There's no two ways about it.
Jim McCabe, explain yourself.
Well, I tell you. I you know when we took them home, basically, look, to cut a long story short, I overwatered them. I drowned
the
plants.
You drowned your
now,
peas.
The thing about it is, do you realise how significant that is? I actually managed to kill watercress.
I know.
I mean, watercress could grow on a car park.
You could grow it on your back. Like, you could literally grow it on your back.
Water is in the name.
Is in the name.
And I still managed to drown it.
It was a well-known prank in the back in the day where you could just throw it around a carpet and it would grow nearly. It's that easy to grow.
And I've managed to destroy it.
And it was and you took the lead because remember I over-pruned my peas.
Yeah.
And then you shot off into the lead. Now my peas are catching up, I have to say. In fact, I'm gone mad.
You know,
this.
I've had to do? I've had to adopt your philosophy because I looked up on the internet, how do you save dying plants?
Oh, did you? Yeah, yeah.
And it actually said that you had to kind of like prune them well back and do all of that sort of stuff. And I repotted the peas. So I have two stalks, right? Two stalks.
This is terrible, yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Basically, the cress is. I mean, I tried to replant it, repot it, but
you can't.
It looks horrific.
Yeah, you're only supposed
and then,
to.
And as for the carrots.
Are they gone?
Oh, they're in the bin.
In the bin.
I'll tell you what I have done, right?
Such a shame.
I started again.
Right.
And what's more, I've started with a vengeance.
I've started again.
I've egg cartons and everything.
You do not.
Yeah, with stuff in them.
What do you mean egg cartons?
You know, I ran out of cups.
Egg cartons?
Yeah, you know, the cardboardy things.
To grow peas in?
Well, why not? It was the only thing I had to hand. Let's move on, right?
Deep enough, though?
Well, I'll repot them when they, you know, when they start to show a bit of life.
This is great. Now, I tell you, look at the two of us, mad into it. I started growing some at home just for the crack as
well. How about them?
Because the old boredom giving me something to do now. So I have a couple of peas and carrots now. Literally planted them last night.
Brilliant.
On the windowsill there. So I'm going to keep giving them a bit of love and care. At the end of this whole thing, I might have one whole carrot each. And it'll be the greatest, most sensational.
Look at you going
celebration
old.
Carrot is what you I'm
going
on
nuclear, all self-sufficient. There you are now, growing your own food.
With me one carrot and me pea.
There you are.
I tell you.
The one carrot. Anyway, by the way, I have to give a shout out to Margaret and Fromoy, because her Benjamin was taking part in this big grow challenge as well. And he's put us to shame too. He's got like large pea development.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the way, this was all with Innocent, right? Innocent partnered with the growing experts at GIY. And the whole thing was for primary schools. The idea was to encourage kids to grow vegetables on the basis that if they grow more, they might actually eat more, take more of an interest in it, all that sort of stuff. It's a healthy thing, as well as a healthy interest in it. And particularly then, when all this madness, the emergency, as it's being called, happened, the idea of them actually having that sort of interest to grow at home and everything was, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise on that side of things. So it was all with thanks to Innocent and, as I say, the Big Grow Challenge. If you want to check out more about it, obviously at this stage schools aren't involved, so I assume people have kind of taken their stuff home and all that sort of stuff. But classichits.ie or innocentbiggrow.com are the two websites that you can check all this out. And I think Magic Mike is going to publish pictures later on of the disaster that my man vegetables have become.
This is great. Meanwhile, pictures will also be posted of my wonderful, glorious man vegetables, which are getting better and bigger and more wonderful with
by
each day.
By the day.
Yeah.
But as I say, if you want to check out more, classichids.ie or innocentbiggrow.com. Hopefully any of the schools that took it on are, they've taken home their vegetables and they're grown a bomb and they haven't overwatered watercress.
Yeah.
Which is like, I think I should get a prize for that.
In Ireland, of all things, to drown your vegetables in Ireland, you're doing very well.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the board. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
So this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, it's in County v County. We've set up our own All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz Challenge. And from those that have taken part so far, Kilkenny sit proudly top of the table with a score of 10, represented by Eamon Butler.
Yeah, Eamon Butler, he's our Kilkenny man. Might be the person the new All-Ireland Ugly Faced Challenge Cup will be named after.
Who knows?
I love your idea there. But it's Limerick, it's the turn of Limerick this morning. And Stephen Hayes, how are you, Stephen?
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad,
all good, Stephen. How are you?
I am as good as can be.
I hear you.
What's your own circumstances? Are you off work, working from home? What's going on for you?
Working door to door.
Door to door?
delivery driver.
Oh, fair play to you, Stephen. Fair play. Well done.
On the front line, as they say, really. So fair play. Thanks for that.
No bother, boys.
Right, so let's try and get your name onto this cup. What do you think, Limerick being current All-Ireland champions in the real game?
I was just going to say, that's a good old challenge,
we're
isn't it? Limerick taking on Kilkenny.
We're temporarily the All-Ireland champs, PJ.
Not in my head.
Yeah, PJ never lets the truth get in the way of whatever he needs to say.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Right, listen, Stephen, the very best of luck with this. If you can manage 11, you will be our first All-Ireland champion. How does that sound?
Class.
There's a man that I tell you, he knows his mind. Right, very best of luck, Stephen. 60 seconds. Here we go.
Can an amphibian live on land or in water or on both?
Both.
Which country and western singer wrote the song I Will Always Love You?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, according to the popular expression, what part of the body does one keep crossed for luck?
Fingers.
What was the name of the 2000 film 101 Dalmatians sequel?
102 Dalmatians.
Which creamy Italian pasta sauce has bacon and eggs as its base?
Carbonara.
In geography, which ocean surrounds the North Pole?
Antarctic.
It's the Arctic. Right. On which coast of Australia is the city of Brisbane, the east or the west?
West.
What is the zodiac sign of someone born on the 30th of September?
Virgo.
It's Libra. What time is 22 minutes past 10 in the evening of a 24-hour clock?
22.
The cartoon character Taz is a Tasmanian what?
Devil.
What type of creature is a bullfinch?
Bird.
Zurich is a city in what European country?
Switzerland.
What is the name of the meat from young cows or calves?
Veal.
Canada has two separate land borders with what country?
USA.
Yeah!
I've got a good feeling about this, sir.
Absolutely. I did think I was going to have to go and bring in Magic Mike on it, because there's no answer here for... on which coast of Australia is the city of Brisbane, east or west? They don't. The question is there. There's no answer.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be necessary, because I think the count already is big enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Hey, not a bother on you. Well done, my friend.
So there you go, Stephen. You are literally the first breakfast table quiz All Ireland champion, sir.
How bad?
It's going to be named after you and everything.
Yeah, you know, this is it, where people are going to play for the Stephen Hayes ugly mug.
That doesn't sound too good.
I don't know whether he's fully impressed, PJ.
I think it almost sounds disappointed with the turn of phrase involved.
But listen, well done, Stephen. We'll sort out an ugly mug for you as the first week's winner of the All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself.
Weekend,
cheers. Bye-bye now.